I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. More than 70,000 music fans, including a few Day to Day staffers, headed home late yesterday. They're still straggling in today from the 5th Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, about 100 miles east of L.A. The two-day sold-out event was a coup for the small group of organizers who wanted to put on a rock concert without the help of massive corporate sponsors and promotion. Stacey Bond reports.
The desert town of Indio has become the unlikely location of one of the hottest music festivals in the country. Saturday night, the long-lost band The Pixies joined a growing list of influential underground bands who've reunited on the Coachella stage. The critically acclaimed two-day festival features more than 80 diverse acts each year, everything from Mexican rap to 80s British techno. This year's lineup included headline acts Radiohead, The Cure, and Kraftwerk.
There had been festivals across the country that were, you know, one-time events, but there was nothing that lasted year after year where people could come to the same place and experience the environment and the groups similar to, like, European-style festivals.
Skip Page is vice president of Golden Voice, the promotions company that organizes Coachella each year. I spoke to him before the show.
We all love music. Everybody at our company loves music. Hopefully it'll be profitable for us, but if it's not, we want to put on a great show and we want the bands to have a good time. That's our number one goal.
That's not something you hear very often when most concert organizers emulate the corporate music industry model of Clear Channel, the number one U.S. concert promoter. But Golden Voice grew out of the L.A. punk movement in the mid-80s, booking bands other promoters wouldn't go near. Last week, as crew members put together the stages on the Empire Polo Fields in Indio, Skip Page explained Golden Voice's determination not to sell out.
If you look at the site at Coachella, everything is white. The white tents, the food and beverage areas are white, the performance tents are white, and we didn't want it cluttered up with a bunch of corporate logos.
Golden Voice relies on ticket and merchandise sales and just a handful of carefully selected sponsors, so fans can lounge on the lush grass, drink moderately priced bottled water, soak in the sun, and enjoy the music without being bombarded by advertising.
The bands appreciate it, too. It's like an oasis for them in a way.
The promoters also severely restrict press access, allowing the musicians to focus solely on their music. The Flaming Lips played Sunday night. During their performance, lead singer Wayne Coyne surfed the crowd in a giant bubble. He says it's great for the bands when the fans are so relaxed.
They don't just like it because their favorite band plays at the end of the night. They like being there the whole day. They like the way it's organized, and that makes all the difference in the world.
This many music fans descending on a small town like Indio could cause problems, but Chamber of Commerce CEO Sherry Johnston says Indio welcomes the event each year.
I think we all expected there to be maybe more complaints and more problems than there turned out to be, but it just has really run so smoothly.
Coachella has been a critical success, but the 1999 launch almost drove Golden Voice into bankruptcy. It then took a couple of years for the festival to break even. This is the first year it can be considered a financial success. Next year's dates and lineup won't be announced until January of 2005, but Page says the festival will be around for a long time to come.
Glastonbury's been around for 20 years, and they don't advertise, they have no corporate sponsors. It sells out before they announce one artist. That would be a great thing for Coachella to be as well.
For Day to Day, I'm Stacey Bond.